Anyway, right now in Columbia, we are looking at mostly cloudy skies, and we are still having showers in the vicinity. 71 our current temperature right now, and the humidity remains up at 97%. Good morning and welcome back in. Thank you for being with us. This, of course, is Tuesday, and it's 8:35. And Tuesdays at 8:35, we are always very excited to bring in our friends from Oak Leaf Village and bring in the positive points on aging. And that is exactly what we're doing today. Katie Greiner is with us today, and Katie is here to talk with us. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, we're not wet.
I know.
So that's good. I'm glad to see when you walked up to the front door and we let you in. I thought, oh, I hope she's not carrying like an umbrella and she's all soaking wet and got one of those downpours on her.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, you dodged the
rain. Dodged it.
That's good. Well,
perfect.
Be careful on your way out of here.
Thank you.
And everybody, please be careful today. Mm-hmm. Today on the positive points on aging, let's talk about medicine and some of the pitfalls and some of the struggles and some of the things that go on when it comes to our older adults.
Right. I think right now the biggest struggle that people don't realize is fear. A lot of patients, elderly, our age, it doesn't matter who, we have a fear of taking medications because of the potential side effects. Because if you listen to those commercials, the commercials do kind of get a little scary. They'll tell you that they'll start listing out all the side effects that it could cause. So I think that puts a fear in the back of a lot of people's mind about taking medication.
Well, and that's the thing, Katie, that really is so funny to me about those commercials is because here's 15 seconds on what's good about it.
Right.
And then 45 seconds about what can go wrong.
Absolutely.
And I mean, wow. Here's the thing, and I don't know if other people do this or not. Never one time have I ever gone to my personal doctor and said to my doctor, I'd really like you to put me on this because I saw a commercial for it.
Correct. Never.
But obviously it's a $1 billion industry.
Right.
So somebody's doing that.
Right.
Or somebody is. I don't know. I mean, I can't explain it. The other one that really I get a kick out when it comes to these warnings is when they're doing a spot. And, of course, again, the first 15 seconds is the happy music and everything's going great. Then they start listing all the things. And then they say, and do not take this if you're allergic to it. And I'm like, hey, idiots, how do I know if I'm allergic to it unless I've tried it?
Right.
You know?
My favorite part is when they start spitting out all the side effects so fast, like the mini micro machine commercial guy that used to do it so quick.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they do have a fear for it. I understand that they have a fear for it because of the side effects that they have. I just tell folks, you know, sit down with your physician. It may have side effects to certain people. There's a percentage. And of course, that's why on the commercials they have the side effects, because it could be for any of a vast variety of people. So if they can sit down, talk with their physician, and let them know exactly what their fear is, they're scared they're going to have it because of.
Right.
So that way they can get maybe a little bit more control on what's going on.
Well, and again, I want people to understand the basics here, okay? What you just said is pretty important, and I don't know if you even realize one thing that you said about it was so critical, and that is having a good relationship with your physician.
Absolutely.
Having a doctor that you're comfortable with, that you feel comfortable prescribing you medicine.
Right.
Because, I mean, that's huge. Mm-hmm. That's your last line of defense.
Absolutely.
And so you want a physician that you trust, we're going to get to this on the medicines, but I always think it's a good idea. When I was with Mom, I would never let her go back into an appointment by herself. Now, don't get me wrong. When it was a female doctor for a female reason, then Lainey would go to the appointment.
Right.
But when it was any doctor, I would always go in there to make sure I was communicating with Mom's doctors about medicine and about treatment plan, because no offense to Mom, but you know, soon by the time in the short time that he talks to her or she talks to her, by the time she gets from there to the waiting room, it's already gone.
Oh yeah, already,
it was already forgotten. Oh great, yeah, everything went smoothly. Mm-hmm. Is that true, Doc? Well, let's talk about this and that. Mom, I thought you said everything was great.
Right.
Oh, perfect, no problem. There's a couple things we need to talk about.
Right.
So anyway, know thy physician.
Right.
I mean, that's really important, because if you don't know this person and he or she is the one prescribing the medicines.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, they do a great job. They have a very hard job. Doctors these days, you know how fast-paced it has to be.
Absolutely.
See a patient, get a patient out. They want bulk. They want volume.
Right.
I'm not saying the doctors, but I'm saying the owners,
the
hospital systems and all that.
Correct.
They want it fast, fast, fast. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean that they're necessarily getting to know your mom or your dad.
Absolutely.
And I'm sorry, but I've been in a situation with my mother where she was so over-medicated because she had a doctor for this, a doctor for that, and a doctor for this, and none of them were talking to each other.
Nope.
And that's not okay.
That happens a lot.
That's not okay. You betcha. Yep. So just again, know thy physician is Kev's rule number one when it comes to understanding who is prescribing these meds. Because Katie, these meds, I mean, they will alter moods. They will impact your ability to cognitively. They'll impact you physically. They'll make you drowsy. I mean, there's so many things that if you don't have your mom or dad on the right meds, and it could be just a simple adjustment.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So anyway, I'm pretty passionate about this kind of stuff because I've seen it firsthand what being on either A, the wrong meds, or B, being on too much of a med can
do. Too much, right. Yeah. Absolutely. The other big thing is cost. What a surprise.
Oh, heavens.
You know, I can say that I know a lot of penny pinchers.
Pinchers, yeah.
Yeah. In my family alone that, you know, you don't want to take these medications because, gosh, it costs so much. What I tell families and what I tell my own family is there's always discount drugs. There's always generics that you can try to get just to sit down with a list of all your medications, go through it, sit down with your pharmacist, talk with your pharmacist about how you can get it cheaper if there is discounts, if there's anything that you can do. That's a big deal. And that's the reason why they don't want to take the medication because it costs too much. Do you know how much that one pill costs?
Right.
I've heard that over and over.
Sure.
So that's a big deal. And, you know, our line of work, especially when we have residents that are moving into Oakley Village, that's one question is it going to cost us more because we're going to have to change a pharmacy? Or is because we're changing a pharmacy, is it going to cost us more? So cost of medication is always a huge worry. So that means a lot of folks aren't taking the medication because they don't want to pay for it.
And that's tragic.
It is.
Because obviously you're talking about quality of life. Right. You're talking about so many important things. And hopefully the insurance covers the majority of right. the meds in the Medicare or in some folks' Medicaid cases, whatever it is. That's one of the reasons why we talk about finding the right Medicare agent
right.
that can help you. You know, we have a couple here at the radio station that work with us at the point that we're very, very strong. In fact, the Fox Business Report is coming up in a moment, and then you're going to hear right. from Randy, one of our buddies who does the Medicare enrollments with the HGO group, and I'm a big fan of his work. Find the right person that
right.
can help you find the right plan for your parents, because I'm telling you, the last thing you want is
right.
mom needs this medicine or dad needs this medicine, but they're not willing to buy it because they think it's cost prohibitive. Come on now. That's
right.
You know, they've worked their whole lives to get to this point and the golden years,
yep.
and they deserve to enjoy them as much as possible. And if there's a med that'll improve their quality of life,
right.
find a way to get it done for your parents.
Right.
Get the right Medicare plan.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Agree with you.
Yeah. That's
that
it's
tough.
So scary for the seniors.
It
they're
is.
So and deservedly so. They're not being melodramatic.
Mm-mm.
They're on a fixed income.
Oh, yeah.
They know what's coming in each month.
Right.
They know how expensive it is. And when you're not working anymore and you're on a set income from what you're getting on Social Security, maybe what you have in a pension, things like that coming in. And seniors get very scared when they hear in the news because they're watching so much of the news during the day because it's on all the time. Inflation this, inflation that.
Yep.
You know, they also think some of them think to themselves, hey, I don't want to use all this money up because I want it to go to my grandkids.
Right.
You know, stuff like that.
Right.
You guys deal with this all the time.
Every day.
And then there's also unscrupulous people that are looking to take advantage
Absolutely.
Of seniors also when it comes to their vulnerabilities.
Right.
So it's very challenging. And that's why I was saying make sure you have the right person that can help you find the right Medicare plan because that could be gold.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, absolute gold for you. So just something to keep in mind as we're talking about medicines. Do one thing also, and I'm speaking so much from experience here, Katie,
right.
and that is talk to your older adults.
Yes.
Talk to mom and dad.
Yep.
Ask them the right questions.
Right.
How do you feel? You know,
right.
stuff. I mean, make sure that they feel all right and they're not falling on the sword.
Right. Absolutely. Agree with you.
All right. We're going to come back after the Fox Business Report. Come back with Katie from Oakley Village. The positive points on aging.
Mornings with Kev. Fireside Studio. It's Kevin Cohen.
Welcome back in on The Point. Thanks for hanging out with us here on a Tuesday morning. We've got Katie with us from Oakley Village. It is our positive points on aging. We've been talking about our seniors, our older adults, and their meds. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about know thy physician, and we were talking about talking to your parents or loved ones. And you were telling us about make sure when you've got that stubborn dad or that stubborn mom or that stubborn relative, make sure that you're monitoring what that person is or is not doing and how they are or are not taking their meds correctly.
Right. It's a misunderstanding on some of them, and that's why they don't take their medication. My dad is a great example. He takes all of his medications all at one time. He doesn't understand that there's a reason to take it in the morning or in the afternoon or at night before he goes to bed. He's an alley-oop, puts it all in, down the hatch it goes.
That's not healthy.
No, no. And he's one of them hard-headed older folks that
right.
decided this is how he's going to do it, and it works for him, he thinks.
Well, he's too tough.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
He's our old country dude.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And he's like, well, I'll take it, but it's going to be my way.
Yeah. And that's because they don't understand what the medication does.
Right.
So a misunderstanding of medications is also sit down with your doctor, talk
right.
to your doctor, explain to me why I'm taking this medication again.
You can do as much or more harm by mm-hmm. taking your meds incorrectly as you can by not taking them at all.
Absolutely.
Sometimes you can do even more harm. I mean, sometimes
Absolutely.
It can be devastating.
Yeah.
If you take the wrong meds or if you take too much of one or things like that.
Right.
One of the things I would certainly talk about from an experience standpoint is there are some methods.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those medicine machines, we ended up getting one from Mom, and it tells you time to take your meds.
Yes.
And you put it in for what we had three different times during the day
right.
where she was taking her meds. And it would go right off at 8 o'clock in the morning. It would go off at like 8 o'clock at night and
right.
another one at 9 o'clock at night when mm-hmm. she was supposed to take her last. And I'm telling you, Katie, it was perfect.
Right.
I mean, we'd walk in there sometimes when it would be going off, and I'd hear her say to the machine, thank you. You know, and she was just being smart alecky
oh, yeah.
because she was being a little obstinate and
right.
a little bit like in your face to the machine. I heard you. Thank you. You know that. But still, the meds were getting taken because
right.
it literally wouldn't stop saying it. Time to take your meds until you push the button.
Right.
And then if you don't do it after a certain amount of times, it calls me.
Oh,
it calls me
did.
On the phone
oh,
with an automated thing saying,
nice.
So-and-so has not taken their meds. So, because, I mean, that could be as simple as we took Mom out to dinner
right.
and nobody's there to answer the machine.
Right.
Or it could be something like, oh, my gosh, could she have fallen
right.
and she's not able to get to the meds or is something wrong?
Right.
Whatever. But so that's those medicine machines are great.
That's awesome.
They are great machines.
Yeah.
You go in and you load them once a week. You have somebody come in to load them.
Right.
You know, my brother would do that. He did a great job of handling the meds. I handled the doctor's appointments. He handled the meds.
Right.
And, of course, that's part of it also is making sure you've got a good system.
Absolutely.
That's something that we've talked about in the past.
Absolutely.
But, Katie, if you have one of these machines or you have sometimes people just have the little flip-up,
yep.
you know, put them in for each day of the week.
Pill boxes.
And the pill boxes.
Yep.
Those are effective also.
They are. Oh, absolutely. For
but
sure.
renting one of these machines, it wasn't that expensive.
Right.
And to know that you're paying a little more than a dollar a day,
right.
to know that Mom was getting the meds at the right time of the day, and you'd get a phone call if she didn't take them on time,
right.
peace of mind.
Right.
You can't even put a price on that if you're the loving son.
Especially when there's too many medications. That's another struggle for them taking it is because there's so many, they done forgot what time of day it is, or it's just too many, and they just get full off of taking pills.
Sure.
I had a family one time that brought in a grocery bag full of
wow.
medication boxes
wow.
and pills. And it was, I don't even know what I have anymore. I just have so many. So they
oh,
get overwhelmed and
right.
they're scared to take it because they can't remember what it was for. Yeah, the prescription would have, you know, it would be written on the pill bottle exactly how many to take, but then they couldn't even remember what it was for. So yes, something like that would be fantastic. Sometimes getting a home health nurse to come in and go over medication
right.
management could help as well. If they're on hospice, then hopefully their hospice nurse is taking care of that.
Sure.
If they're in a facility, that's usually something that they're managing for them as
right.
well. So you're going to have to manage them at home for them.
Right.
Yeah.
Again, there are services mm-hmm. available to make sure that the right meds are being taken at the right time if you want
mm-hmm.
to go that route. But it is essential
yeah.
that you get these meds into Mom or Dad or whomever's system the right time. And then there's also other stuff that you and I have talked about, Katie. For example, what if this med requires you to have a full stomach
mm-hmm.
and eat
right,
right when you take it?
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, A lot of people don't realize that you could be doing more harm by taking a med on an empty stomach that's eating up your stomach line.
Right.
You know, that's supposed to be on a full stomach.
Yep. That's going to cause you to take more medication to fix that problem.
Exactly. And if you can even fix it,
if you could even
you might
fix
be
it.
Doing more damage. You know, and again, I'm just saying there's no greater set of pitfalls than the medicine situation.
Right.
Unless you manage it.
Right.
And it can be managed.
Oh, absolutely.
But it is definitely a chore.
Yeah. Another issue, struggle for folks is they don't feel anything different by taking the medication. Well, I feel just fine, or I don't feel no different, so I quit taking those pills because I don't feel any better. We hear that often.
Right.
What's the point of taking it if I don't feel any different?
Right.
Well, a lot of times medication, it takes about 30 days for most medications to be therapeutic. So you have to at least give it the 30
chance
days.
To work, right.
Give it a chance to work. Yeah. Let it kick in. It takes a little bit for that to happen. I remember getting preached to that a long time ago with one of my physicians because I was a little hard-headed at first taking one of these medications.
Apple doesn't fall far from daddy's tree, huh?
I learned very well.
Yeah.
But then after I realized, okay, it's about 35 days. Now I am feeling better.
Right.
I am a little bit more calm. I'm not having the panicky tightness in my chest feeling like
I'm having. Part of that goes to having a relationship with your doctor.
Correct.
Asking questions. How long is it going to take before I start to feel better?
Right.
That's a fair question to ask a doctor.
Oh, absolutely.
When he or she is prescribing a medicine.
Right.
Hey, this, and most of them will tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them will be like, listen, I'm going to prescribe this, this is what it's going to do for you. It's going to take about 2 weeks before you start to feel better.
Right.
But once you do, you'll notice something, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
But communication's critical.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely critical.
It's key. So another stressor for people struggling is they have mistrust why they were being prescribed. They're suspicious of it. Well, folks that have dementia are suspicious of a lot of things, too. So that sometimes you have to kind of pay attention to see if it's because of their dementia. Is that why they're mistrusting the medication? Or is it they really don't understand it and they're just scared of everything? So fear, mistrust, it all kind of combines together. But it's communication with your physician and sometimes just your pharmacist can explain it in a layman's terms.
Yeah, very good point.
Yep.
We're pretty much out of time, getting close to being out of time for this morning.
Yeah.
It goes by pretty quickly.
It does.
Yeah, it really does. It's good information, though. It really is. It's essential information. If people want to talk to you or to Karen over at Oakleaf Village and get more advice, more suggestions, how can they get in touch with you guys?
It's 803-808-3477, or they can reach us online at oakleafvillagelexington.com.
Wonderful. And I sure appreciate you coming on in here, braving the elements.
Yay.
On a rainy Tuesday.
Yes.
Please be careful driving back to Oakleaf.
Appreciate y'all too.
Tell Karen we send our best, and we'll see you guys again at this time next Tuesday.
Yep.
In the meantime, want to wish everybody a great day. I'll be back this afternoon at 4 o'clock for the afternoon drive. We've got Erica and Mary Gervais coming up next with Clear to Close. Have a dry day, a safe day on the roads. If you got to be on the roads, be really patient, be really careful. Keep those headlights turned on and have a good one. For Brian and for Katie, I'm Kevin. Thank you for listening to The Point.
Mornings with Kev.